But I think that goes to show, even in like young adulthood, we're still funneled into these identity spaces where we're not necessarily given a choice. We're now acclimated into a new space. And yes, it gives us character and everything, but I feel like, I'm just using that as an example, like depending on where you go as a man, as you evolve, you're still being fed certain identities, so it's still hard to make the choice.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I do, but I also believe that some of those choices are being made for you in your best interest.
Absolutely.
Right? Because you're still not at a place that you can, I don't want to say think for yourself, because that's a bit much, but you're still in a place where you don't know as much as someone that's teaching you.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you don't know what you don't know, you know? And it's like, I've been pushed to go to Morehouse, and I may not have gone to Morehouse, but since the people around me said, no, this is where you need to go so you can become a Morehouse man, then I'm like, now I can then accept that identity after the choice has kind of been made for me.
So I heard what you, I'm listening to what you said. You said people are teaching us things that they believe to be in our best interest.
Right.
So when my mother would sit back and tell me, you're the man of the house at eight years old, in her head, I'm raising my son to be a man, not realizing the trauma
that
carries with you because I was forced to be a man at 8 years old. Yeah. The man at 8 years old instead of, you know.
She was well-intended.
Right.
Yeah, she was well-intended.
But that's, I mean, it's a subconscious, traumatic impression.
Because here's the reality. If you're embracing the man of the house, when are you ever going to embrace the 8-year-old you?
Right. When do you get to be a child? Right.
That's how it was for me.
You
Moms had me driving at 12 years old, running errands at 12 in the car, like on the freeway, sitting on a pillowcase driving. And I thought about it, like the concept of being a man, I've had to do everything like my whole life. And then I grow older and I start dating and I'm with women. And then all of a sudden I got somebody telling me that I'm not a man. You know what I'm saying?
I've been driving since I was 12.
Right, yeah. I've been doing this, paying bills, doing all this stuff since I was little. I could build you a fireplace, paint a whole house. I could do carpentry, all this. And all of a sudden, I got these women telling me, you're not man enough for me. You know what I mean? So then there's an identity conflict right there where it's like, wait a minute. I thought my mama said that, you know, I've been a man since I was 12 years old. And now here, you a stranger, you know what I mean? And you telling me that I'm a little boy. Like, wait, who am I?
Because the crazy shit is this. It's like you stepped into an identity that you weren't ready to step into.
Boom.
So you can't fully develop as a child or a man. How crazy is that?
It's wild.
You can't develop as a child because you think you're the man. Mm-hmm. You can't develop as a man because you're a child. You see what I'm saying?
What do you do?
Bars.
Right?
Like, what do you do?
That's crazy.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Wild. So we sit in this limbo, like this emotional limbo growing up.
And then back to your original point that you had said, you can find yourself looking for your identity in others or things, right?